This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Reminder, today, G-Bag Nation is at Globe Life Field getting ready for that game against the A's. They're going to be broadcasting live from the Comerica Center Field backyard if you want to go by and say hi. And then tomorrow, 11 a.m., number 14 Clemson against number 1 Georgia. You can hear it right here on 105.3 The Fan. And now...
Wait. Kevin, there's another thing before we get to Kyle.
Oh, okay.
Kyle Yeomans, which I know his name, by the way.
I'm proud of you.
We are going to be at Buffalo Wild Wings off of Lemon next Friday.
True.
With the G-Bag Nation following us. So two broadcasts and one thing right there at the Lemon Avenue. This is the beginning of our Buffalo Wild Wings tour. Last year, it was a huge success. And this year, we want to make it just as much of a success. Thanks to you, the Tolos, for taking part every week.
With the exception of the Lemon location, we need to do way better at that location.
Okay.
Because right. That location is not always kind.
Come see us
to our station, and I hope we can make it awesome this time.
Let us crush it at the Lemon location to get this thing started. Now, Kevin, we will talk with our friend Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com. Kyle, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all? Congrats on the beginning of a new Buffalo Wild Wings tour.
It was awesome.
Woo-hoo! I think I'm going to bring random Dallas Cowboy cards and just give them out to people.
That's a cool idea.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle, what would be
I like
the,
that idea.
What would be the big find for you if he brought a random card and it was just any random cowboy from the past? Which one would be the one where you're like, that's pretty cool?
Ooh, so it's funny. I've been searching. I've been collecting baseball and football cards since I was, able to talk. I mean, that was just kind of a thing that me and my dad did forever. And actually, this past summer, while I had some opportunities just being at home, I was trying to find a Nate Newton, like, rookie card or early career card or something specifically, just because we do so much work with Nate, and he's become one of my favorite people just in the business as a whole. And I wanted to find a football card for Nate, and I don't have one, or at least I haven't found one yet. And I've probably gotten through maybe 20% of my total inventory trying to find one. So that would be the one. If you can find me a Nate Newton,
we can figure that out.
Yeah, I have some for you, Kyle. I have some 89 Pro Set. I believe that's his rookie card.
Yeah,
we can figure that out. I think it would be, right?
Yeah, so yeah, that just would, come by Buffalo Wild Wings on Friday in Dallas off of Lemon, and I'll bring you a Nate Newton.
I love it. I love
card. I will bring you a whole
I'll
Nate Newton.
I'll let you know, Mike. I'll let you know, Mike. I gotta talk Nick Eatman into letting me off that day in order to get down there, because that's a haul from Frisco.
He's your boss?
Technically, yeah. Yeah, he's my direct hire. Yeah.
Oof. Felt like it kind of pained you to
plus
say that, though.
Plus, he's still working on his new triplets book, so he's still got a lot of work to do there.
Well, and Nick's published like 4 different books, and he's a well-known author, so he's helping me kind of put together that prologue.
He was selling cards at the Dallas Card Show last time.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, he was. Maybe awesome. He's got a Nate Newton somewhere.
I'm still kind of like very interested in getting opinions on this from yesterday. Do you feel like Dak has some animosity towards the Cowboys or towards Jerry or the front office? Or you think that that's more along the lines of, hey, it's my chance to say something too?
No, I don't think there was any animosity. And you can take – I think everybody has a different opinion on the way that he interpreted – or how to interpret his words. My opinion is that he said, I don't listen to what Jerry Jones says in the media. I don't put any account to it, because a lot of times negotiations are happening in the media. Jerry is a smart businessman, and he's going to say certain things that's going to put himself in a good position from either a negotiation standpoint or a media standpoint or the front and center from a national standpoint. I think Dak is just saying that he's been around it long enough to know it. And you guys have been around it long enough too, right? I mean, not everything that's said in the media needs to be interpreted word for word.
Sure.
And a lot of it is in thoughts of something else down the line. And so, if there was any frustration with Dak yesterday in that conversation, I don't think it's directed at Jerry or the Jones family or the front office. I think it's maybe just the frustration that nothing's happened yet. And now you got CeeDee out of the way. I think that was the first domino that needed to fall. We've talked about that previously. I think that was the first contract that needed to happen in order for Dak to happen prior to the season. So you got it done. You just don't have a whole lot of time between now and September 8th now to get the second domino to fall. So maybe that's where, if any frustration was there and you want to interpret it however you may, I think it's just maybe with the process in general, not necessarily the parties involved.
One of the other things that I just didn't pay enough attention to while I was in Oxnard, and I just haven't heard a lot through camp, just kind of curious, mm-hmm. what you've seen from this guy. Is Terrence Steele back to being Terrence Steele?
I think so. I've, and like you said, a little under the radar, mostly because everybody's watching Cooper Beebe and Tyler Guyton on the opposite side. But Terrence Steele had his best camp, in my opinion. And so when they were talking about that later in camp and it started to kind of become a storyline, and by kind of, I mean like maybe one or two headlines of, hey, yeah, Terrence Steele's been doing good. No, I think he's been dominant. And when you look at the tape and the way he's moving, the way that he's added some strength in his upper body, he's been in the weight room maybe more than anybody else that I've seen, at least from my standpoint. I mean, even yesterday, I got in early. We were recording a show early on, and the team wasn't getting in until the afternoon because they had the afternoon practice. First person in the building that I saw was Terrence Steele. So he's around. He's been putting in some extra work, and it's starting to pay off film-wise. And I think he's not one guy to worry about when it comes to that offensive line. I would put him closer in the category of the Zach Martins and the Tyler Smiths of, hey, they're solidified. They don't have to be that much of a worry. He's not as good as those two guys are specifically, but he's closer to that than he is being worried about the rookies that are trying to step up and take that starting job.
How are you feeling about the rookies? Oh, I guess the rookie who is going to have a starting job already. I asked an overreaction of reality. The Tyler Guyton is going to look like a stud right out of the gate. Have I set my expectations too high?
So you're saying he is going to look like a stud right out of the gate?
Yeah, he's putting him in the all-pro category right now.
You're fitting him for a gold jacket pretty quickly.
Him and DeMarvion Overshown. I think I've put too much emphasis on these younger players.
He is high on both, yeah.
Yeah, I would. I do love DeMarvion Overshown. That's a separate conversation. But I would temper my expectations with Tyler Guyton a little bit. He's a rookie. He's played in, I think, we did the math the other day. I think it's like 16 competitive football games for at least as a starter. Since he was out of high school, there's going to be a learning curve. Is he the best suited to be your left tackle? Absolutely, especially on this roster. And moving forward, I think he'll be a very, very good starting left tackle in this league. And that's why I really did like the pick at 29, especially when they traded back and have a pick for Cooper Beebe to use in the third round. I don't know if he's going to be what Tyler Smith was as a rookie. And I think that's kind of where the expectations are going to be too high, because if you talk about what Tyler Smith did as a rookie, you talk about what Tyron Smith did as a rookie back in, how long ago was that? It was 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since Tyron Smith was a rookie, but you remember how good he was right off the jump. I don't know if he reaches that level of consistency and dominance. Can he get there and show flashes of it? Absolutely. I think he's already proven that with his reps against Jared Verse, his reps against Max Crosby, his reps against Micah Parsons in practice. He will have flashes and be able to slow guys down. But if he has three or four lapses in a game, that's where I'm going to start getting worried. He's going to have to keep his head on straight and not let his frustration get the best of him. He's got great coaching. He's got a really, really good foundation of guys around him. I think he'll be a really good left tackle. I just don't know if he's going to be – I don't know if we should be fitting him for a gold jacket or putting him in an all-pro or Pro Bowl category just yet.
Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece. And Kyle, we think you're just a fantastic broadcaster. Anyway, last year you crushed it when you had your emergency opportunity whenever Brad was out. But this weekend, actually on tomorrow, you're going to be doing something pretty big with the Jerry Jones Classic featuring North Crowley and Lancaster. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on there?
Yeah, really excited about that matchup. It's the fourth annual high school game that they've had at the Star to kick off the season as the Jerry Jones Classic. First time that Lancaster and North Crowley have been in it. And with it being a college football Saturday, preseason's in the rearview mirror, NFL Network actually picked it up yesterday, and they're going to put it on our broadcast on starting at 2 p.m. live Central Time. It'll be me, Heckma Harrison, who does some stuff on DallasCowboys.com with Players Lounge and a podcast and a couple other things along the way. And then Nick Harris, who's also a fan favorite and a member of the Tolo family too. Nick Harris, who's at DallasCowboys.com, but I know he's on your station quite a bit.
Yeah,
he'll be down on the sideline. So we'll have Jerry Jones interviewed. We'll have coaches interviews. We'll have all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All sorts of Cowboys content intertwined with high school football. Two of the best in the state. I would be shocked to find a more talented team, maybe other than Duncanville, than North Crowley. I mean, that North Crowley team went to the semifinals last year, fell to Duncanville, but they return a lot of talent, including their quarterback, Chris Jimerson, who's a three-star North Texas commit. Go Mean Green.
Go Mean Green.
40 touchdowns and 3 interceptions last year. 40-3. I mean, he
wow.
was just dynamic in what he was doing. And that was as a junior. Now he's coming back for his senior season, and they're even more loaded and talented around him. I'm excited about that game.
If you have any downtime during the broadcast or you're just, you know, chit-chatting and stuff, we asked Nick Harris where his journalism degree is from.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah, all right.
You want me? I can maybe fit that.
Yes,
in there. We'll
just, see. Just, I do. I have a very vested interest in his answer to that question.
I have a question.
We're calling Argyle Lone Star tonight at Toyota Stadium, so I can ask him on that broadcast.
Please do.
There you go. There you go.
I have a question for you. There's a big debate on how to say Lancaster or Lancaster.
Lancaster.
So, yeah.
So I've heard people say it both ways, and so I get confused. Which way are you going to say it tomorrow, and are you sure you're saying it the right way?
So I'm going based off of what I was told by the head coach, Leon Paul, at Lancaster High School.
That's how I say it.
That's how I say it.
And that's how I've always said it, too. I think I've maybe once or twice kind of fallen into everybody saying Lancaster. I've got a really good friend whose last name is Lancaster as well. And it is just kind of a thing where it's the same word but said different ways. He says it, and he was very adamant that it is Lancaster. So I don't know. Maybe take a poll on the fan text. Let me know. But that is how I'm going to say it tomorrow. And that's how the head coach of the Lancaster Tigers have referred to him. So that's how I'm going to do it.
All right. Well, fantastic stuff there, Kyle. We really appreciate you hopping on, and we look forward to getting the NFL season started next Friday while we're at Buffalo Wild Wings talking with you, man.
Yeah, I can't wait, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll talk next week.
Yes, sir. There he goes, Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com.
I like him.
Doing the work that Kevin wants him to do out there. Yeah, so
I appreciate it.
Journalism questions.
I have two things, and one of them might be like a segment for Monday. And I want to throw this out to you real quick and see your thoughts on it. Maybe this is a further discussion.
Oh.
There used to be a time where when an athlete held out, or when athletes wanted more money, we all were like, he's the worst. And owners positioned themselves very well in public, because they would get out in front of it, they would leak something, and then they would look good. They would try to make themselves look good. And I'm just kind of curious if you think that's changed. And if you think the perception now is, look, the owners have tons of money. And these athletes, like, they make a lot of money too, but I wonder if that's changing.
Is it only
now.
One sport, though?
Is it just the NFL? Well, whenever the MLB talks about strike, that discussion comes up. But, Mike, we discussed everybody kind of hated the owners this time, the most recent time around when that happened. And it was like, hey, Anna, we're supporting the players on this more than anything else. You guys are making money hand over fist.
See, I was going to say that my opinion had changed, but then the last week or two kind of pulled me back to maybe not. Because we've seen a lot of stuff on YouTube or on the fan text for people who are like, God, CD is so selfish and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that. Just the response that we got that made me wonder is like, maybe it hasn't shifted as much as we thought.
Yeah, and this was Dak's last contract, the last one he got. He even said, look, I've already gotten paid.
Yeah.
This is now a different thing. But his last contract is where I kind of turned my, and maybe it was because I was in the middle of my own. Look, I turned my thoughts to the employers are going to try and squeeze everything out of you.
For sure.
And as an employee, you kind of have to do your best to say, I think I deserve more. And I do wonder if other people are like, look at themselves and compare themselves in the same way, or if they go, no, that's just a rich athlete that's just asking for more money that he doesn't need.
That's what I've always thought, because I've always thought it's easier for somebody to be like, well, I showed up to my job, as opposed to, well, if I was a billionaire who controlled this company, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always just thought it's easier for people to go, hey, I don't make anywhere near that at my job. And guess what? I show up every day, instead of thinking, well, if I was in charge of thousands of people, how would I try to get the most money?
Yeah. And the propaganda was put out that CeeDee Lamb makes $1 million a game, right? I mean, we heard that. That was the Cowboys propaganda to try to get people to get you on Jerry Jones' side.
Yeah. I can see that.
All right.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, which college football game are you most invested in this weekend? 877-881-1053. That and Masterpiece of the Week. It's going to be a jam-packed segment next right here on The Fan.
Before we do that.
Down, Shadur, RPO, throws this one right side, comeback, leaping grab, end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! Who is that masked man? Travis Hunter makes the grab. And the 100th career touchdown of Shadur Sanders. And those two, they have ESP, those two, the way they connect.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Fun game last night with Colorado victorious over North Dakota State. I'm curious, before we get to Masterpiece of the Week, which college football game are you most looking forward to this weekend?
Irish and Aggies.
For sure. I mean, for sure for me.
The Irish and Aggies is the big one for you. Well, I'll tell you this, Kevin. My buddy is...
They're both fighting, too.
He went to Colorado State, and I texted him. I said, hey, man, you think you guys are going to take over UT this weekend? He said, we might score 10. So that's the one, because I'm probably going to watch it with him. That's one I'm really interested in.
Is that Cooper Kupp? Did he go to Colorado State?
Ooh. I don't think so.
Dang it!
They're 33.5 point underdogs.
They're going to cover
in that game. See, and that, honestly, that part is what makes some of these games a lot of fun for people. They're like, sure, I know Colorado State won't win, but if it's 28-16 in the fourth quarter, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm in business right now.
And, you know, Carter pointed this one out the other day, probably the 2:30 game on ABC, ESPN+, Miami, Florida.
He's going to be at that game.
That's the game, you said he was going to be at, but he was also pointing out, because he said he wanted to be there live to see Miami, if Miami's like for real, because everybody's talking about how they're the best and everything. So, because
it sounds like he's not totally sold on Miami yet. From the 254, shout out to the Aggieland for hosting College Game Day. I'm ready to be hurt again, Giga Maggies. And that's kind of the way I feel. Like, they're starting off with a very high profile game. They're hosting College Game Day. I'm sure, as you know, Mike,
Farmers
Yell practice
tonight
will
Farmers
be this evening. And
they talk about how pretty the girls are.
We
like
do.
The guys in the ice cream suits. Mm-hmm. Don't they look like they should be serving
overalls?
They should be serving self-serve or whatever. Soft serve.
Working at a marble slab.
If it's self-serve, we do it ourselves.
That makes sense.
But yeah, I went last year when they played a horrible school and won like 59-0.
Hell
not a horrible school. They just weren't very good at football.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure it was a great school.
So I'm very excited about that game, but I can also see how it could all fall apart. The hype train could be derailed very, very quickly. We've talked about this one. I've seen a couple of people text in from the 806. Georgia-Clemson should be fun. From the 214, Clemson fan here, and I'm ready to be blown out tomorrow. So Clemson-Georgia starts at 11 a.m., and it'll be right here on 105.3 The Fan if you want to check that out. Well,
that's the game I'm looking forward to the most.
There you go. And Georgia is an 11.5-point favorite, but also Clemson, because of Dabo Sweeney, has become easier to dislike, right?
Whenever you Clemson something, everybody hated him anyway.
Yes.
And then he won for a little bit because he was beating Bama, and everybody's like, finally, somebody. And now he's back to not being loved.
Because he just talks down to everybody about, like...
And he punches down, too.
He does. When he's like, what happened to the purity of this sport? And I hate the transfer portal. And people are like, don't you keep getting raises? So it seems like you're just fine. And then he will yell at callers on his call-in show, which is why they quit taking call-ins. And
I love the idea of yelling at the callers whenever they call in, because it's fun.
Last year, he told one of the fans, he goes, you are the problem with fans. And he goes, we have won 10 games more consistently than anybody this decade, and here you are complaining about we don't win enough. You're the worst. Mm-hmm. And he just like was going off on one particular caller, but it happened again and again and again. And so I could see why people might root against Clemson.
I have a question, because from the 254, Baylor football starts tomorrow against Tarleton. Nothing else matters. Sick 'em.
Wait, is that really their matchup?
Tarleton.
I thought they just played. Tarleton.
Tarleton is becoming the school that, like, all the kids in my kid's school are looking at Tarleton State right now.
Are they?
Yeah, and I just didn't know, like, it's becoming the one that everybody wants to
see. Is it affordable? Is that
the game's tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. What's that? Party school?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Let me know exactly what the reason is, because all the kids are like, that's where I'm going. And Avery's like, I'm going to go somewhere else. And everybody's like, no, this is where we're heading. So
it's weird. I'm not saying all these teams are in the Big 12, but you see these like classic Big 12 matchups tomorrow, like BYU against Southern Illinois.
Classic.
And Arizona against New Mexico.
It's been my favorite.
And it just and Arizona State against Washington. You just think about the storied tradition of some of those schools in the Big 12.
Tarleton already played. This is their second game.
Yeah. It is? Who did they play to start?
McNeese. That's why I was confused.
They won, didn't they?
Yeah, 26-23. I was like,
Happy Gilmore. That was the Happy Gilmore field goal kick where they posting that.
Okay.
Kevin, I guess if you're in the Big 12 right now, you can say writing new history is what you can say.
I like that. Well, most people aren't really paying attention. Right now, it's time, do you think I'm wrong, for Masterpiece of the Week.
Oh, man.
I hope you're paying attention to this. It's the best time of the week. It's Masterpiece of the Week. We are going to revisit some of the fun, stupid, odd, oftentimes concerning things that have been said on this very program.
Concerning?
This is a lot of pressure for you, Alec. From the 817, can I get a shout out for leaving my psycho wife so I can finally listen to the best segment in radio history?
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Said his wife is psycho.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be scared to text that?
Well, also, he said it sounds like she doesn't listen. So
okay, yeah.
He's probably okay.
That's good.
This might be fitting then, I guess, Kevin.
Ha ha, bitch!
Oh, yeah. Whoa, what was that about?
It feels like that's like Kevin every day in the pre-show meeting. You know, like he walks in and that's the first thing he says. Flips that light on in the room and goes, ha-ha!
That was about the cleaning fees that they drop on you at Airbnb. And you're like, oh, this place looks lovely. Oh, it's $160 a night. And you're in your head and you're like, that should be about $480. And it's like $705. And you're like, what? How did we get to that number? And I told
you. It's just out of character, Kevin. We were almost ashamed.
I apologize. Well, I screwed up last week too, so.
What would your mom say?
She would be disappointed.
Would Bobby's mom say?
There was one time I thought my mom was going to slap me in the face.
Ooh.
Because she goes, why do you always have to be such a smart ass? And I go, better than being a dumbass though, right? And then it just felt like time stopped. And I thought she was going to slap me in the face. But then I saw her crack a smile and I was like, okay, let's not do that again. But I think I'm okay.
for this one
instance. Back to you, Alec.
Oh, man, I've been waiting for this for a while. This is a very Kevin-forward masterpiece of the week.
All right.
So we're going to go back to back here. Kevin said this.
Oh, wish my husband could get that going. All right. I'm in a good position where I know what that is in reference to.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband.
Yep.
Those Frank Thomas Nugenix commercials, they put all of these supposedly married women in these commercials so all of those women can trash their husbands and talk about how they wish they could bang Frank Thomas instead.
Oh, my God.
They do. They're like, man, Frank Thomas is hot and he does Nugenix. I wish my husband would do that. That is the point of those commercials. If you do Nugenix, you'll be wanted like Frank Thomas at the gym.
Did they say they wanted him or did they just go, you know what? You look like you got your pop back.
No, because that's not what they say. They don't say, oh, he looks nice for somebody who's probably about 50. They go, wish my husband would do that. They want him.
But they don't say, hey, Frank, let's go bang in the parking lot.
Don't they?
I didn't hear
that. It's still a public place. You have to show some decorum. You can't just go in. Well, I guess you could.
You got to be very mindful.
You shouldn't just say that in a public place. You can be like,
I don't know why my brain went to this, but Frank Thomas is way too big to bang in a parking lot. Like, there's he ain't fitting in a car and doing that.
Well,
that's a good point.
Thank you, Mike. Apparently, neither is Corey.
I'm not mating in the garage.
It's good.
Where's that from?
I don't think you were here. I think it was Monday last week or something. Monday this week.
Yeah.
I didn't.
You know what that was?
Yeah. What was this about?
That was the Slump Buster.
Oh, yeah. The Slump Buster question as we were discussing that and whether or not you could say
cleaning
that
the garage.
That's right. That's my Slump Buster, Mike. When I'm in a rut, I go clean my garage. That's what I do to kind of get out of a rut.
Does it work?
Yeah. I did it over the weekend. I was in a little bit of a rut and I needed to get out of it, clean the garage up, felt better.
What was your rut about?
I don't know. I just was not feeling myself. And I didn't want Nugenix, so I was like, I'll go do it this way.
From the 318, my wife gets irritated when she gets in the car and the fan is on. She says, I listen to it too loud. I can't listen while she's in the car. Here's a suggestion. Bring her out to a remote. We're great with wives and girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, we're really
very charming, and hopefully that will help you out to listen to the fan.
Yeah, let us work with your wife.
Come on.
Is that what you
turn that into something dirty?
What do you mean? We're trying to work on her a little bit.
No.
Wow.
I did not say that.
To break
for
down
sure.
the barriers, to break down the wall so she wants to hear it loud.
I don't.
The station.
You've gone too far. You've crossed the line.
I like that you looked at me for validation before it had gone too
out
far.
Out of bounds.
This was kind of out of bounds too.
I will stuff this ball down your throat. That was about Serena Williams at the U.S. Open when she said, I never threaten anybody, but she said, I will stuff this tennis ball down that official's throat. That feels like a threat.
Feels like a threat, but you don't know their lifestyle.
Also, yeah. I think impossible.
Man, I don't know, man. I saw a movie where a guy shoved a Nokia phone down a lady's throat.
Really?
It was a horror movie. It was, yes.
There are too many horror movies out there right now.
Do you remember that movie, Kevin?
I was watching football last night, and then they put on these commercials. Man, can we have an uplifting movie? What's the one called, like, hey, we're good at something? What is that movie called?
Coming soon to a theater near hey, you.
We're good at something.
Yeah. When you watch the Rangers tonight, if you do, I know there's going to be a lot of people at high school football, but like, there's this new movie coming out called, hey, we're the good guys. And it's like, I don't know, some movie about a baseball team that wasn't good and now they're good at Little League baseball.
I'm not entirely sure I believe this movie exists.
Yeah, it is. Text in. I have the YouTube open. What's that movie about? Hey, make it right.
What does that mean? Hey, it's make like, it right.
It's like three words. There's a movie out there with three words, and it seems inspiring. One of the brothers is in it.
What?
Yes, I know that brother.
Which brothers?
So the two guys.
The Wayans brothers?
No, they're white.
Okay. Who are white brothers?
Owens? The Owens? You gotta believe.
The Wilson. The Wilson brothers.
You gotta believe.
You gotta believe.
That's it.
Okay.
I don't believe what Mickey Spagnuolo said here, but he said it anyways.
I don't know if you guys saw what Rico Dowdle said. Somebody asked him if the presence of Delvin Cook is going to motivate him going forward. And he said, what motivates me is my two kids I got to eat.
Yeah, man. Very Mike Tyson about Evander Holyfield.
I started writing that down as soon as he started talking because I remember that. Yes, You Gotta Believe is a family-friendly sports film about a Little League team that reaches the World Series in honor of a dying player.
Yeah, the other one's like, hey, I'm going to take you into the dungeon in the garage and do horrible things to you. I'm like, I don't want to see that. Stop making those movies.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Not a very catchy title either.
Yeah. You got to believe. I knew it.
Mike said this.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
He just on his face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't remember. I don't remember anything. I forgot my wife told me, she's like, hey, I'm going to go to bed. And then she was like, can you move the laundry? I put it in the washer. And then I'm like, yeah, sure. And then she woke up the next morning. She's like, you didn't do that. And I'm like, if it's not within 3 minutes of telling me, I'm not going to, like, when you're like, hey, I just put it in the washer. There's no way I'm going to remember 1 hour from now to move it to the dryer. You can't do that to me. I'm going to fail every time. I'm going to disappoint.
This goes along pretty well, Kevin explaining my college thought processes.
I would have to really think about who's asking me to just slide through.
Kevin, explain yourself.
Yeah, I am also befuddled at that last.
I forgot to write all these down.
Oh my God.
That was your fear of getting chopped in half by an elevator.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Big fear. I would trust Corey to pull me out of an elevator.
Yeah, one, two, three. On three.
Corey, you said this.
Hey, look, you were too fast in the hole on that one. You need to slow up, be patient with that. And then once you see it open up, then take it. Yeah.
That's, running backs.
Thank you very much. Trying to turn a typical, very generic football thing into something disgusting.
Yeah, Broda said we're going to hold all the time this year because of how slow our running backs are.
I do want to ask Emmett about that, though. Like his patience to wait until the hole opened up. Right. He was one of those very patient guys, and he wasn't the fastest guy, but he was able to get through there and make something important happen. So I'm very curious about like what his thoughts are there.
Right now, the critics have You Gotta Believe at 44% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Prosperity doesn't sell.
What's the one with kidnap people and kill everybody in the basement? Probably
90%, 98%.
Yeah.
Look into that.
105.3%.
Ooh.
See what you did there.
You'll be watching college football this weekend, and you're like, man, there's too many scary movies.
Okay.
That'll be your thought.
I will let you know when I have that thought.
Okay.
Do you like scary movies?
I like horror movies a lot.
Oh, geez.
I don't.
Yeah. What's your deal?
I want to laugh.
Why do you like it?
I think it's fun. They're very entertaining.
But people die.
They're not real.
They're maybe based on real.
Yeah.
Okay, but somebody didn't kill a person to make that movie.
Think it up and write it.
Yeah, these crazy people thought about it, and some crazy people think about it and do it.
I do not advocate.
You once told me a story about a movie movie based on a song and like a stabbing, like this girl that stabbed somebody.
Hey, don't do that.
Your people. Mind went there.
Don't do that.
That was before you met Jess.
Yeah, and get ready for this weekend, Jess. If you didn't hear earlier.
All right.
You are going to have a long weekend.
All right. Your throat.
Oh, Jess.
I am voting
for Noah to bed.
I am voting for when Kevin walks into the room and says, yeah, B, this is how it's going to be.
Ha ha, bitch. So stupid. I'm going to vote for Mickey Spagnola giving us the most amazing thing that motivates Rico Dowdle.
I don't know if you guys saw what Rico Dowdle said. Somebody asked him if the presence of Delvin Cook is going to motivate him going forward. And he said, what motivates me is my two kids I got to eat.
That's objectively hilarious.
It's a horror movie.
Those kids are just like, Dowdle on your
comes in slobbering for from dinner, practice. Yeah.
No meat left on those bones.
All right. Yeah. Wow.
Get Rico some chicken, hurry. Because
I got it. I do. Mike, your thoughts, your vote?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for the third one today.
What was the third one?
That's up to you, Alec.
I don't even remember.
All right.
I don't have these numbered.
I'll vote for Mickey. That was good.
Oh, man. I love Mickey Spagnuolo. This is great.
I don't know if you guys saw what Rico Dowdle said. Somebody asked him if the presence of Delvin Cook is going to motivate him going forward. And he said, what motivates me is my two kids I got to eat.
Oh, God.
From the
build-up.
From the 469, you guys are nuts. People are sitting beside me, staring at me like I've lost my mind because I'm laughing so hard.
Oh, man. I'm going to vote for Kevin saying this.
I will stuff this ball down your throat.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Sounds like Mickey Spagnuolo is the winner of Masterpiece of the Week. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. They're live at Globe Life Field. Let's pick it up with them next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation who are live at Globe Life Field. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Doing awesome, Heggy. How are you?
We're doing very well. Did you guys get in on Colorado North Dakota State last night for your football fix? Was there something else you were watching, or are you just waiting for this weekend of college football?
I watched it come down the stretch when I realized it was close, and I might have to eat crow today. Like the last 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, man. I was definitely on that. From by the time we got home from Shell Shack, it was probably. Just close to the second quarter, and Travis Hunter. I mean, what a joy it is to watch him. And Horn. I mean, my goodness, that dude's got some serious speed. The two of those guys, and then Shadur. I mean, that dude stands in there and hangs tough. He kind of starts to bail out of pockets and run around and do scramble drill a lot.
You would, too, if he played the season he had last year.
Totally get it, absolutely. Yeah. But he also hung tough and made some big boy throws there at the end of that first half, which was pretty cool. But the story from start to finish is Travis Hunter and just how unfreaking believable this dude is. My gosh.
Do you think there's any possibility? I realize all the reasons it wouldn't happen, but we were kind of talking about him as like a Shohei Ohtani this morning. Could you see him seeing more significant time on both wide receiver and cornerback in the NFL?
Brought us the fact that we haven't seen it in a while. I mean, the great example is his head coach.
Yeah,
that was the one that really comes to mind is a guy that's able to play both ways. I think they're going to determine which one teams will tell him, hey, listen, we're gonna draft you as a receiver or we're gonna draft you as a corner. I think he's a better receiver than he is a corner from what I've seen, and I've got some Colorado tape in my box from the game last night, so see how he plays. But I think he's a better receiver than he is a corner. That's what I would say.
Unbelievable plays last night as a receiver. After the catch, showed that dominance, catch point, dominance, touchdown. I mean, he had a dude draped all over him. He was being like choke slammed, basically. They didn't even throw the flag there.
But he knows how to push off, too. He's good at that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I don't know. I think it's tough to, and he's done it to this point. But at some point, you got to think that you physically just can't hold up the way he's been able to do it. I mean, obviously, if you sprinkle him in on maybe he's a full-time corner and you sprinkle him in on offense. But, I mean, at the rate that he's doing it, I don't think there's any way you can do that in the NFL because he's playing 100-plus snaps a game. He's playing two games worth of snaps every single game.
It was super impressive last year at TCU when they opened the season what he did. Because he played a ton of snaps in that game, you think he was going to get wore out, but he didn't. I mean, he's as tough as they come.
What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Hagee, thanks so much for asking. We, of course, are here out at the Globe, and we have What You Drinking and What You Thinking. We're on Boach Watch and DeGrom Watch here as we sit on our perch and observe the field as they get ready for this game.
And the eye in the sky don't lie.
Very intriguing.
5 minutes, 21 seconds, by the way, for Bochy around the entire field. If you're wondering how long it would take Boach to make a lap.
That's actually quicker than I thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were. I tell you what, he must have hustled when he got on the track, because the warning track there, because I kind of felt like that had an 8 minute pace to it.
Yeah.
But he made it in 5:21:28, so good for him.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation, or you can go see them at Globe Life Field. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. One more shout out for you from the 903. Shout out to my wife. She's doing chemo again today. 4 years in the battle, and she's still the most beautiful woman in the world. Damn right. Love that shout out.
Say get ready, Jess.
Good night, Kevin.
We'll see you next week.
And he said, what motivates me is my two kids I got to eat.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.